is that now she is vain. So they got infuriated and they came to stop her. And there was a person amongst them whose name was Habbar bin Aswad. So he took a spear and he lunged the spear at Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, which resulted in her camel spooking and she fell off the camel. Now we are not too familiar with camels, so we don't know how tall a camel is. Some may be familiar with horses, so you know the injury when you fall off a horse. But the camel is much taller, and this is a lady. And over and above that, Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha at that time was in the family way also. So she fell from the camel, she was injured, and she also lost the child. She miscarried. Kinana, in defense of the daughter of Huzur e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he started firing arrows at this group of Quraysh. Eventually Abu Sufyan came and he mentioned to Kinana that, see, we got no problem with her going to her father, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, you taking her like this openly is like a slap in our face. So what we'll do is, we'll show like we got the authority, we have kept her back. And few days later, we will give consent for her to go. Then quietly you go. So all a pride thing, you know. So a few days later, she was sent to Madina Munawara. She went to join Nabi Akareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. But this injury that she sustained, she always suffered from this injury. And eventually, in the 8th year Hijri, she passed away due to the same injury. The ajeeb thing, when we look into the seerah of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first battle that took place, proper battle, was the battle of Badr. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the night before the battle, he was crying to Allah Ta'ala to such an extent that eventually Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu held him and told him that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have made lot of dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has accepted your dua. Eventually Nabi Akareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out of his tent and he was wearing an armor and now he was feeling relieved. And Nabi Akareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam went and pointed out where the leaders of the Quraysh will be slain. And it is mentioned that none of them moved past the place that Nabi Akareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had marked that they would be slain there. And they were slain on that very spot. So coming back to this, what I wanted to mention you is that the battle of Badr, there was so much of worry and eventually there was victory. So you can imagine how happy Nabi Akareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam must have been, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, how happy they must have been. But Nabi Akareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam returns to Madina Munawara to the janaza of his daughter, the wife of Sayyiduna Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. In the 8th year Hijri is the year of Fateh Makkah, milestone, right? Such a, you know, a big thing in our deen. But in the very same year is the demise of Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. So Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the one hand, he has to now establish this deen, he has to see to the needs of the poor, see to the complaints of the rich, see to the family problems, the social welfare, teach people Jibreel, how many things he has to do. And then in his personal life also what he is going through. And with us running one business, teaching in one madrasa, holding one job, and we are so frustrated. We come home sometime in what a foul mood, so frustrated. So this is the one sabak we take, that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite all the halat, but he was always composed, always smiling when he entered the house, always having time for his family. Gee. So coming back to this incident, Fateh Makkah takes place. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters Makkah Mukarramah victorious. There's no real fighting also that takes place. The Quraysh were so weak by then. In the battle of Khandaq, after the battle of Khandaq, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that now they will never advance to us. We will advance on them. And it happened like that. They never had the jurat after that to march on the Muslims. So Fateh Makkah, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is entering Makkah Mukarramah, the same place from where he was driven out, same place where so many of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were tortured, persecuted. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming back victorious. They can't even put up a fight. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got his head lowered, tears streaming down his cheeks. Don't know what he must have been communicating with Allah Ta'ala at that time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to the door of the Kaaba Sharif. And he stands there and he addresses the Quraysh. He says, how do you think I'm going to treat you today? So they say that we are hopeful of mercy. You are a noble person and the son of a noble person. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to them that I will say to you what Yusuf alayhi salam had said to his brothers. La tathriba alaykum al-yawm yaghfirullahu lakum. There is no reproach on you, there is no revenge, nothing is going to happen. May Allah Ta'ala forgive you. So this was a general amnesty that Huzur e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. But there were few people who they were instigating enemies against the Muslims. They had gone to, you know, terrible lengths to cause harm to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, cause harm to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, propaganda. So those few people, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't give them amnesty. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that these people, wherever you find them, you must put them to the sword. Kill them. One of them was this Habbar. Not only because of what he did to Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, but he harmed the Muslims in many ways other than this. So this person, he knew now that there's no chara for him. There's no way out for him. So what he did is he fled. He fled Makkah Mukarramah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't send anybody in pursuit. He ran away. Years later, not many years, short time, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's 8 Hijri, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. 2 years plus minus after that. So some time later, Huzur e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is returning from Jirana. This Habbar comes there. He comes there. When he comes, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they say to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Habbar is approaching. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I saw him already. I know that he's coming. He comes in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he recites the shahadat. He says, I have come to bring iman and I have come to ask maafi. I came to bring iman and I came to ask forgiveness. So many things I did, I came to ask for forgiveness. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no hesitation. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepts his bay'at of iman. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him that you are forgiven. When a person brings iman, all his gunas are maaf. All his gunas are forgiven. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes him feel rest assured that no harm will come to you. You are now our mu'min brother. You are part of us. The question I need to ask myself, yourself, that how forgiving am I? How forgiving am I? Why is it that I can't find it in my heart to forgive? Is there anyone that did to us, if we have got a gripe with someone, can the gripe that we have with someone be a... So we talk about the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnah of the amama, the sunnah of the topi, the sunnah of the miswak, so many different sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But these are also the sunnats. How Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived his life. So forgiving. Never ever took revenge, personal revenge. Heart was always clean. We must remember, for as long in our heart for someone, we have dirt in our heart for someone, we won't be able to get the love of Allah Ta'ala in that heart. We won't be able to get the love of Allah Ta'ala in that heart. I don't say that you won't have love for Allah Ta'ala. Everybody has got love for Allah Ta'ala. Sometime, in fact, last night, Azim Abdul Haq Magda Sahib was mentioning that a person who outwardly, he may not even be a namazi also. Not that is excused. We all have to be namazis. We have to read our 5 times daily sana. But the person may not even be a namazi. Outwardly, he may not even have too much of deen in him. But let someone speak ill of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his presence, and see how he flares up. So what has caused him to flare up? Isn't it the respect and the love that he has for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So we can't say that the person doesn't have love. Everybody has got love. But that deep-hearted love through which the closeness of Allah Ta'ala is achieved, the marifat of Allah Ta'ala is achieved. If we got dirt in our heart for someone, we won't be able to get it. The heart will have to be cleaned. And all it takes is to ask for maaf. And if somebody is asking us for maaf, forgive. And the sad thing is that the people we find the most difficult to forgive is the wife. Sometimes we fight over silly things. The wife did something. The world didn't come to an end. Yamat didn't come away. She did something. Maybe she never asked your permission. She didn't get your consent or whatever it may be. She did something, right? But, so now, you got to educate her that Ainda, mat karna. In the future, don't do like this. In the future, I like it done this way, or you get my approval or my consent or whatever first. Kissa khatam. But now, Hazrat needs to show I'm the Hazrat. I'm angry now. Can't have this conversation. What for? Ghussa and takabbur. Two things. The two things that doesn't allow us to accept somebody's apology and overlook somebody's mistake. Anger and pride. Now how is Allah Ta'ala going to come in that heart? So Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala give you tawfiq is easier said than done. Easier said than done. But we have to practice this thing. If we got a gripe with someone, make maaf. It's such a serious thing that a person that is holding malice in the heart, even on the night of Bara'a, his matter is still kept in abeyance because he's got that dirt in the heart. If you don't get on with somebody, no problem. Nobody say you have to be his bosom pal. But remove the dirt. Clean the heart. Allah Ta'ala will come into the heart. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give you tawfiq, grant the entire ummah tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Thank you.